Hey, come on, man.
You ready?
Waiting for my music.
Oh. Wow. I can't believe you said that.
Be welcome. I got your number on my speed dial. Be welcome. If you know people, I believe. Be welcome.
That's how we're starting today, Simon.
I can't believe you.
Be welcome. Simon, I think you had a more intense morning than
me.
The
way I should dance, how they feel, I'm bad. Why you didn't do me
what?
Like that? The way that she move, how they feel, I'm bad. Why you didn't do me like
man,
that?
I got goosebumps,
the way that
man.
She
this
dance,
is the first.
Why you didn't do me like that?
This
the way that
sick,
she move,
how
they feel, I'm bad. Why you didn't do me like that? I give up the world for you. Man like me will never think twice. I'll give up the world for you. AM to PM to the green lights. The way she shake, I'm moving, I'm losing focus. I never believed it, I mean.
Be honest, what did you do? Because we had an interesting morning.
Mm-hmm.
I usually avoid my workout OC mornings. Because in the morning, your energy level is at a high.
I'm a morning guy.
You are.
I'm a morning guy.
And I've trained with you in the morning, but we got our afternoon classes. But we got a good one in this morning.
Yeah. Little Versa Climber.
And
it was tough.
45 minutes or 40?
45. Well, 40 with a little cool down at the end.
And the best advice I was given before the class, like any good friend would give any good friend advice like this during a workout, OC says, just watch me and don't go as hard as I go. Watch me and don't do what I do. Mm-mm. Best advice I was given.
Don't do it.
I kept my pace under yours and I made it.
Yeah.
But I feel good. And then the Uprise original comes on.
Yeah.
Out the gate.
Yeah, that was madness.
I like it.
Yeah.
I have a question, OC.
What you got for me, man?
As I got up, getting myself ready to come meet you, scrolling down social media,
mm-hmm.
and I see this post
okay.
with you
mm-hmm.
after your famed five-a-side game. I don't know where you play everywhere, so yeah. I don't know where this could have been.
Yeah.
But you had a trophy in your hand.
I did.
Explain this. You had a trophy.
Okay. So, first of all, shout out to my Ferndale crew. That's up in Brixton.
Okay.
You know, I go hard. We go hard in Brixton. In the bricks.
You Is know that what they mean? Say in the bricks?
It's in the bricks.
Okay.
So, we
okay.
go hard up there. So, it's a bunch of us. Shout out to Tom Kiley, my main man, Hamas,
Tom's
James.
Tom's on that team.
Yeah,
James. Oh,
James
you got, okay.
Too. So, yeah, so... yesterday was the end of the year.
Okay.
End of the year game.
It is the end of the year.
Where we put everything together.
All
you know,
right.
Tom, you know, puts all these teams together, all okay. these different teams. So I had to pick.
I heard Tom has like a whole chart.
Spreadsheet.
Yeah.
He's
a
ridiculous.
Spreadsheet guy.
He's ridiculous with it. Numbers guy. Mm-hmm. So I had to pick my team. So I picked my six. Mm-hmm. Obviously, James was my number one pick because he's the best overall player out there.
Okay.
Now, that's just no.
I didn't know James' skills was that high.
He's the best overall player. Okay. We also have Dexter who works here also.
Okay.
Dex is the best striker.
Okay.
He's a striker.
For anybody who doesn't know, these are people that work in
working
the NFL
office,
office here.
Yeah. But James, best overall player.
If you see James on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I picked him number one. So I picked my team. We go out there and we're divided into four teams of six.
Okay.
And we have to play – you know, four games.
Okay.
So we had to play 15 minutes apiece. And the winner at the end, the teams who won the most games, you know, you win the overall prize.
Absolutely.
So I picked my team. I picked correctly. We won all our games. Didn't lose a game.
I picked
We're
correctly.
Out there killing. We're out there just getting it done. You know, I'm out there assisting. You know,
I mean,
the general, James is doing his thing. Liam, everybody. So at the end of the day, What Tom does is he tabulates the entire year worth of games, your win percentage.
Oh, okay.
Everything is on this one spreadsheet. Mm. So, you know, at the end, we get the vote who we feel like performed the best overall over the year and who was the best playing, best striker, best this, best everything. And so I won the award yesterday.
Well, does it help that you play every game, too?
It helps. It helps. So my award was the Players Player Award, which means, you know,
Like the players voted you in.
The players voted me in, which means I'm not the best player out there, but I'm the most consistent. I'm dependable.
I like that.
I do what needs to be done. Yeah. I get the job done. And I got voted the best player.
That's more important than anything.
Yeah.
Because the players know.
Yeah.
It's like in the
this
NFL.
This guy right here. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, that guy's putting it down.
Yeah.
What's
that was fun.
Award in the NFL that's like that? The Ed Block Courage Award, because the players vote on that.
Not so much the Ed Block Courage Award, because the players play. You have Ed Block Courage. You don't have to be like a really good player.
Are you this saying that one right I won here, it?
Oh, you did. Oh, I didn't know that. You did.
But the team votes you. It's the one thing the team votes you. Think about it. The MVP is not usually. You think it's the team voting?
Yeah.
But it's really not. Yeah. Just like captains, you think the team votes?
It's not.
And it's not.
It's not the team. But did I tell you our story? I told you the story about.
Yes,
I'm going to put this on blast
talk,
right now.
Talk about this story, because now that we're talking about it.
Yeah.
And let everyone know, like, it's politics in a locker room.
There's a lot of politics.
And that's why I'm referencing to why when the players vote for something, it's so important.
Yeah.
Because we really don't.
Yeah.
You think they say we are.
Yeah, but we're not.
We're not. Somebody else is pulling the strings. Break it down.
So we vote for team captains at the Giants. New York Giants, we vote for team captains. And at the beginning of the year, they're like, okay, offense, you vote for your guy. Defense, you vote for your guy. So shout out to Justin Tuck, El Capitan. Yeah. Love Justin. Yeah. Justin's my guy till this day. But to be fair, Justin... I wouldn't say we would have, you know, all voted Justin as the captain, right?
He wasn't super vocal.
But every year, we'd vote, and at the end of the year, at the beginning, Justin was the captain. And so one day, we were like, me, Antre Roll, Corey Webster, just the dogs.
Bowley.
Bowley. We're like, you know what? I'm not sure if we're voting for Justin, I'm not sure if this is correct, because a lot of times we didn't vote for him, and he ended up being the captain. So we're like, all right, this is what we're going to do. Me, Trail, Corey, Bowley, we're like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to gather everybody together, right? Minus Tuck. We're going to gather everybody together.
Minus Tuck. Justin.
We're not going to tell him what we're doing. And right, what we're going to do is we're going to vote for Aaron Ross.
Yes. Yes. This is exactly what Bowley told me.
Right. We're going to vote for Aaron Ross.
Who's a cool dude, man.
Cool dude. But we knew that there's no way Kaufman was going to let this guy be captain. We knew it. But we're going to vote for Aaron Ross. So they gave us our sheets. We all list. There's like 20-something people on defense. At least 20 of us wrote down Aaron Ross's name. Turned the sheets in. I don't know how they didn't know something was going on, right?
They got to look at the pure volume of votes A. Ross had.
Yeah. I don't know how they know something was going on. So we go to the team meeting the next day. We're all sitting. We can't wait to hear what this guy comes up with. Coughlin comes up to the front. Team captains, Justin Tuck. We're like, oh my God.
Did he know at that point?
The fix
that you
is in. Oh, we just looked at each other and we said, oh, come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Do you think that come just on. Happens? Do you think that's just something Coughlin did? Or
I think that happens everywhere.
I do. I think because it happens everywhere, too. I definitely think it happens everywhere.
Here's the thing, especially in our locker room. We had guys on our locker room who just – It was just gangster. You understand? But they really ran the locker room.
Yes.
You had people like Bradshaw, Jacobs,
myself.
People who, if there was a problem, everybody was
coming
to.
That's who you went to. That's who the real captain is.
But, to be fair to the Giants, the organization, I wasn't safe. You understand what I mean? Like,
yes.
I was very volatile when I was a player. Yep. There's no telling what I'm going to say. Yeah. I could behave in a very unpredictable manner. Jacobs was the same way. We're very outspoken.
Yes,
and even though you liked us, you're like, I don't know.
What day it's going to be.
Don't know what's going to happen with this guy right here. So you don't really want to put those guys as
your spokesperson.
As your spokesperson in front, because we were going to tell you exactly what we were thinking.
And probably exactly what's really going on.
Exactly. But then there were other guys who were going to be like,
Let me play the game.
Really good guys, nice people, and they were always going to play it safe.
Yes.
And so those are the guys who you would want. You know, do you want do you want Eli as a captain or you want Plaxico Burress?
Eli.
you understand what I mean?
And Plax is my guy.
Well, Plax was in the locker room. Plax was a dog.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Yeah. He's a dog. Yeah, yeah. And
in the game,
he's going to go out there.
Step it up.
And he's the guy who everybody's looking to.
Yeah, true.
But
true.
He could also do some crazy stuff.
How did
That's what it is.
AP become a captain then?
AP, now let me tell
Antonio
you
Antonio Pierce, guest of the show, of course.
AP was
How did he pull this off?
Because AP was as wild as he was,
he knew
was
how to
very responsible.
Yes, that's very true.
You know what I mean?
Yes, he was.
Very, very responsible individual.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he would talk, when he would the things he played the game in such a manner, and he was just so very, very well respected individual.
That's true.
On all levels.
Yes.
He wasn't going to sue the Giants.
No.
You know, he wasn't going to go out there and say, hey, the GM, listen. He wasn't going to behave like that.
I think I know a guy like that.
Yeah. So.
Who sued the Giants?
Got to do what you say you're going to do, man. Bruh, this is what you said you was going to do. You got to do it or else I'm going to tell you. So, that's how that came about, man. It was cool. It was cool, though. I wonder,
this is interesting, because when I look at teams and you look at who's having success and you see, let's just say the Baltimore Ravens,
mm-hmm.
and you see how those players, young, old, whatever, offense, defense, how they respond to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Lamar's not vocal. I mean, he is, but he's not out there standing behind the podium giving you a dissertation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's something. I know it's the quarterback position. It's a leadership position, but it's that respect.
Yeah.
And he's been pushed not even pushed. He's just demanded that he's their leader now.
Yeah.
It's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what that is, because there's power in following the right people. It really is, because you have a certain part of your team, maybe 5%, that can be persuaded each way.
Yeah.
Everybody else, I mean, it could it be more or less? What do you think? But I think it's a small portion of your team that will get on the boat or get off.
Yeah.
I that's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
And strong leadership
is very important.
I'd say even when you look at the Patriots over the years and who's kind of been their leaders and stuff like that, and, you know, like when Willie McGinnis was there, he was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
His whole career, no matter who was there, Willie was enforcer. Belichick said it. And if you know Willie's personality, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, and if guys weren't stepping up, doing what they were supposed to do, that was it. And I saw you and Stray like that. You know, it's just interesting. Like, I wonder if I was to go up and down all these teams and really be able to understand what's happening in their locker room, the ones having success had genuine leadership. I bet they do.
Yeah, I think they do.
Right. I mean,
and there's also something that you said to me that I'll never forget this as long as I live. Never. And this was a couple of years ago. And as soon as you said it, it just made perfect sense. You were like, listen, if your team is going to be successful, you got to have one or two guys on there that they're either playing football or they're in jail. One or the other.
And all it's
a fact.
It's
a fact.
Okay. It must be Christmas time, because we're just putting all the gifts out.
It's a fact.
And the reason I said this to OC, and he knows it, in a funny way, I mean, obviously we don't want anybody to be committing any things. Your team has to have somebody who's nuts.
Yeah. He's willing to go. He's willing to go there.
He's gonna, because it's a game. It's a physical game, and people break.
Mm.
People break. The physicality, the mental strain, people break. That's why you look at guys that played as long as you have, and you're like, forget the physical skills, the having the discipline and the mentality to do that, the little things over and over. That's how you do it. But your team has to have a guy who's so mean.
Very nasty.
He just, because he's going to win you a game.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do something.
Just on nastiness.
Everybody else is going to be getting dominated, and he's going to look up and down the sideline and start talking to you in a way where you're like, he's talking to me.
And if I don't do this, he's going to see about me after
this. He's going to talk to me.
You know what's so funny? You know what's so funny, Jason? And I've been watching this this documentary. It's called The Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. I was watching it on Netflix. It's like 15 hours long, realistically.
The one they didn't color? The
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people, you never really want to equate war to football.
Right.
Right? It's two different things, but the strategy is the same. Strategy is the same.
Yes.
Yeah? And they were just talking about, like, the North Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, and the things that they were doing. Yeah? And we even had a conversation this morning about Russia and the things that they were willing to do to win that war. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you got the niceties and the nice guys, oh, the peace treaties and the accords and all this type of stuff. But then, if you're going to win, you can't be nice. It's just not possible because it's so nasty. Like, war is so nasty. It's such a terrible thing that, like, you literally have to be the most terrible
person you can be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as terrible as it is in football, it's almost the same thing. Like, you have to be the nastiest. You got to be willing to do the grimiest things out there.
Within that whistle.
Yep. You have to have those people who are willing to do that. You can't win.
And we always talk about Bill Belichick because, I mean, it's easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in film sessions, you know, I've heard he's been like, why are you helping the other team up?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the Patriots defensive players put their hand down to pull up a quarterback?
Never.
Like, you play against Tom Brady, guys are always, oh, hey, I got you, Tom, pull you up. You've never seen the Patriots defense help a player up.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be cool, but
just
why?
Nasty.
It's just why? I mean, you can't. And you got to have a guy on your team like that to win.
Mm-hmm.
Several. I've played with several, and I love them. By the way, we got some rematch games this week.
Okay, what we got?
First of all, Simon pointed to something. Just totally disrupted my flow.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how Simon feels like.
That's how he feels about you.
He saw the weakness because that VersaClimber class.
Yeah.
He said, Jay Bell don't have that energy.
Oh, you're not the guy on the team that's willing to be nasty. You're not him. What he's saying?
I'm not.
I think the opposite. I think you are.
I was, but I was a frontline soldier. I was like, all right. You know, we're going to have to take this guy, throw him out of a helicopter. He's going behind enemy lines, and we're going to pick him up on the way out. I was that guy.
You were that guy.
I was definitely. I was.
You were the front line.
That was the wedge buster.
But
that was special teams.
Yeah.
When you run down in a four-man wedge, four big dudes, and you literally, everybody listening, two guys would have to take out four big guys OC size.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to destroy this wedge so the runner in the back would have to reveal himself, and then somebody else could clean up the tackle. But you need fast guys to go down there and torpedo themselves. Right, OC?
Yeah, for sure.
And literally on film, if you didn't sacrifice yourself, you were called out.
Yep.
You were caught. They were like,
you're
you scared? You scared?
Kamikaze.
Oh, we're going to put somebody else in there.
Kamikaze, J-Bow.
Go down there. Bow! I mean,
whatever happens, happens.
Whatever happens to your body, happens.
All men must die. I'm just screaming as you're running down. All men must die.
What? There's nothing safe about that.
No, of course.
I do it again.
So,
we're 1-1 in our podcast. They're called Deep Cut Predictions.
Deep one. Okay.
I like that. I like that name. Okay, they're Deep Cuts. I'm into that. And we are 1-1, OC.
Okay.
Which is good because on the show, I missed all three games.
Yeah, you did.
And you got all three.
Yeah, I'm catching up to you, man.
Yeah.
Squeaky bum time.
Yeah.
Squeaky bum.
Every year in our predictions, I start off fast and when the games don't matter.
Yeah.
And when the games matter, it's kind of like our career, isn't it?
I'm not even going to say nothing. I'm going to act like.
when the games matter, some people get better. Okay, okay, OC.
I'm not gonna say anything.
All right,
what, I mean, those words came out of your mouth.
I feel like if I get it done, if I throw myself under the bus, you got no fire, because you would have.
That's pretty good. That's a good strategy.
You would have got me. Yeah, you would have got me. All right, so what did I get? Oh, I got the Packers beating the Bears. Mm, so you kind of stepped out on the line. What are you thinking this week, Simon?
You go 49ers, Rams, no?
I mean, I'm going 49ers.
You're going 49ers.
Yeah. We have to feel passionate about
this. Yeah, but I know you're going 49ers.
What about?
They've lost a couple of games.
I'm going to give you some games. You tell me. Okay. You can go 49ers, Rams, Bills at Patriots.
Okay.
Okay. These are all the rematches. I like Green Bay at the Vikings.
No, we did that on the show.
Oh, we did on the show. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you know that. Mm-hmm. Cowboys, Eagles.
We did that on the show, too.
Two. That's a good one. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so
how do you not know this?
Yeah,
remember that's why I'm catching up to you.
Remember we talked about the kamikaze running down there.
Oh,
I got
you.
Yeah. Yeah, this is why you're catching up. Mm-hmm. So the only ones we did the Patriots Bills. Did we do that?
We didn't do Patriots Bills. No.
All right, so out of the Patriots Bills game or the Rams and the 49ers, which one you want to do? Which do you feel passionate about? The Patriot Bills is kind of shaky to me.
It is shaky, but you're going to go Patriots. I would pick Patriots, too, no?
They're at the Patriots, yeah.
Yeah. So we can go. I like the Rams against the 49ers.
You like the Rams? I like them. I don't like the way they played last week.
Yeah, but they're not going to play like that again. Their playoff lives are on the line here. They ran into a team against the Dallas Cowboys who had to have that game.
And they were at home. They were on that losing streak.
Had to have that game. Right. It's different.
Yes.
So I believe the Rams could beat the 49ers. I believe they could easily.
This is a tough one to call, and I like what you're thinking. I think that the superior teams don't have letdowns.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you know.
They just had a letdown.
That's what I'm saying.
Against the Falcons.
Right. I'm saying the 49ers. Superior, yeah. And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I think when you look at the way Baltimore's playing, I mean, I just don't feel like them ever – like, they just come every week.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a bunch of other teams that if anyone gets on a hot streak, it'll work.
Yeah.
But you're right. So I feel like both these teams have had their ups and downs, especially with I did not think 49ers were going to do what happened against Atlanta, lose that game. And they're very familiar with each other. This is going to be tight.
Yep.
All right, I'll go with the 49ers.
I'll go Rams.
This is tough, bro. This is tougher than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. What happens if we're 1-1? Oh, man. When is this going to end? Are we running all the way through the playoffs with the Simon?
Super Bowl?
Okay, cool. Why couldn't we have started early when I had a hot run?
That's just the way things work.
I feel like you and OC are up to something.
Just so you know, Simon's my guy. I know you talk to him more than I do, but yeah. Simon's my guy.
Well, he knows
he's not your guy.
He knows the talent. Simon's smart.
Yeah,
because he surrounds himself. I saw Simon in a picture at an award show with people I'm not going to mention.
Simon's smart. He's a white man.
Yeah. What did you always say? What?
As long as you have just one in your corner.
We got Simon and a couple of.
You're good to go.
We are good to go. Oh, my God. All right. That's our game. All right. So this is a quick one this week, OC.
Okay.
We're not doing no Ask OC, no Ask J Bell.
Okay.
We will have a bumper bag. I don't even know what a bumper bag is, but a bumper bag of your questions next week. I would call that what would you call a bunch? We have a bunch of your questions.
A bunch, yeah.
Yeah, like a lot. Have a great Christmas. We are back on Christmas Day with a bonus episode where we will be maybe exchanging gifts and maybe talking about Christmas in the NFL. I don't know what's gonna happen. They can slow my progress. I'm no preacher or prophet. When no man can cause you, God bless. Man, try close my chapter. Man, just cause I'm dapper. Go so then go faster. Catch me if you can find. Young and some and smarter. Foolish idiot blood clot. Now I learn my lesson. Oh, don't no more stress. Oh, it's all